Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart. Now, Andy, let's talk a little bit about the tight end position, specifically newcomer Vasante Shenko.
I think he's interesting because obviously we know the stars here. It's Hernandez, it's Gronkowski. They are going to be the heart of the offense. And most people assume when you sign a third tight end, he's a blocking tight end. He can be an extra tight end set, help in the running game. That's not what Shenko is. He's a guy that made his bones in this league, catching 40, 50 passes a year, whether it be with the Giants or later with the Vikings. So I wonder how he's going to fit in this scheme. And Coach Belichick talked about it today. You don't necessarily have to have the blocker as the third tight end. If you can fill that role with a backup tackle, a fullback, whatever it may be, then you can have a true backup tight end that can help them in the passing game. And I think that's what Shenko's going to be. You know, they gave him a little bonus money. I think he's a guy that if Hernandez or Gronkowski gets hurt, as Gronk did in the Super Bowl, you now have a legit pass catcher that can help this passing game.
Well, let's jump into our extra points real quick. One thing I wanted to talk about was rookie Dante Hightower, who Coach Belichick spoke very highly of him today in the press conference, talking not only about his versatility, flexibility, but also his intelligence, his smarts. Do you agree with him on that? What are your thoughts with Dante?
It's hard to judge early, but coming from the Nick Saban scheme at Alabama, a very Belichick-like, pro-like scheme, Hightower did a lot of things for them. He was all over the ball, you know, with his hand in the dirt, pass rushing, you know, playing more of a stand-up linebacker. I think he's a guy they're going to count on to play right away. He could start for this team, in my opinion, in September. And already people are talking about the comparison with Jerod Mayo, who came right in, played as a rookie, second year was a captain, has been the team's leading tackler his whole career. I think Hightower is probably has the potential to be a better playmaker, a little more versatile, but has that reputation as almost being a veteran, even though he is a rookie. He took it well today, talked about, you know, I'm just trying to help out on special teams and help the team any way I can. Defense is defense, but he has talent. He's a unique athlete, and they're going to put him to good use.
Well, your extra point on today's observance?
Well, I think there's a lot of interesting aspects to open camp here, but one thing everybody wanted to know about was Brandon Lloyd. How's he going to fit in? He's wearing 85, which is Ocho Cinco, which was Chad Ocho Cinco last year. Those high hopes never came to fruition. So far, Lloyd looks really good. And we knew he had a little bit of a step up to Josh McDaniels' offense. He has experience in it in two places. You know, we thought he'd have a better, you know, acclimation process, had the whole offseason, and it looks like he has. He's making plays all over the field. There's been a couple times he hasn't been on the same page with Tom Brady. You know, they've miscommunicated a little bit, but he's catching the ball well. He looks fast, and I really think he's going to offer this offense something they lacked last year. That's a target on the outside who can get down the field to make plays.
Well, certainly, I'm sure, a relief still to Tom Brady. That'll wrap it up for this time's Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.